From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, September 25th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Maine election officials have seen a surge in new voter registrations this month as the fall campaign season heats up. Kevin Miller reports.
Secretary of State Shenna Bellows says her office averaged more than 1,000 voter registrations a week for much of the summer. But since Labor Day, that's accelerated to more than 5,000 a week. In fact, more than 2,400 people used the state's online registration portal on Voter Registration Day earlier this month. Bellows says she visited several high schools and college campuses that day.
And what I encountered anecdotally is that students are very excited by the online voter registration portal. They're used to using their phones or their iPads or computers for a variety of different functions, and the ease of utilizing that system makes more sense than filling out a paper form.
Bellows' office does not track the age, party affiliation, or other demographics of new registrants, and not all of those registrations are necessarily new voters. For instance, some have used the system to change their party affiliation or to update their address or name. Maine also offers same-day voter registration, meaning you can sign up at your polling place on Election Day. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Portland is playing host to the American Floating Offshore Wind Technical Summit this week. Stakeholders, investors, and developers from all over the world are discussing the future of floating wind power in the U.S., and specifically, the Gulf of Maine. Former President Trump has said on the campaign trail he'd put a stop to any offshore wind projects on day one in office, but several attendees at the summit said they're not worried about having to slow down projects. Jay Borkland of Avangrid is working on the development of a northern New England supply chain for offshore wind. He says that the floating wind industry will take many years to mature.
To keep the lights on, to deal with climate change, we're going to have to develop this industry over time, and so there may be some speed bumps along the way with different administrations, but I definitely don't see the election as fatal to the development of offshore wind in general and floating wind in particular.
Another attendee noted that there are plenty of strategies developers can follow to weather the storm of a few years of a federal administration that's unfriendly toward wind. A new study finds that Maine's most rural counties have more to do to move toward meeting regional housing production goals by the end of the decade. Nicole Agrisco explains.
The report commissioned by state housing and economic development agencies describes for the first time just how many new homes are needed within each Maine county by 2030. York and Cumberland counties have the highest goals, but could meet them through modest increases in production each year. Washington and Aroostook counties, however, must increase housing production by at least 30% next year and more than double construction during each of the next 5 years. State Representative Tracy Geer, who co-chairs the Housing Committee, says the data are intended to help communities plan.
Making sure that communities' comprehensive plans have thought about where to locate housing so that it is near municipal services, water, sewer, electricity. Because if you are planning development and it's very far outside of where those resources exist, that drives up the cost and makes those developments harder to do.
The report serves as a follow-up to last year's study that found Maine needs more than 84,000 new homes by 2030. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Agrisco.
Today is National Lobster Day. The U.S. Senate has unanimously passed a resolution introduced by Maine Senators Angus King and Susan Collins to mark the Lobster Day designation. Last year, Maine's Department of Marine Resources valued the state's lobster industry at $611 million. And that's today's news. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org and join Patty White for Morning Edition starting at 5 a.m. right here on Maine Public Radio. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.